Weiter in Shas. We are in Menachos Daf Samach, picking up on Samach by the middle of the page by the Mishnah. Zok the Hilige Mishnah. We are now going to talk about two different ideas that come up with Karbanos, and one is called Hagasha, that was when you bring it near the Mizbeach, and the other one is called Tenufa, when you wave it. Now, this doesn't apply to everything and all things. What's the idea of Hagasha? What you do is you take the Mincha before Kamitza, and you put in a Kli Sharis that has the whole Mincha in it. It touches the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and that is something which is only to Menachos, not done with other Karbanos. And some Menachos have that, and some do not. And then we have Tenufa, is when you wave the carbon. The different types of carbons have that, and Menachos. Let's jump into that. Says the Mishnah, Yesh Teunos Hagasha. There are some Menachos that need Hagasha, Ve'in Teunos Tenufa, but they do not need Tenufa. Hagasha U Tenufa, there's some that need both of them, or Tenufa V'lo Hagasha, and there are those that need waving, but not the Hagasha, not to bring close. Lo Tenufa V'lo Hagasha, and those who don't need any of them. So that would be all the permutations. Ve'elu te'unos hagasha, ve'en te'unos tenufa. The first one that we saw before. These ones you need to do hagasha, you got to bring it close to the mizbeach, but they do not need to be waved. Minchas ha'solas, that is the menachos that we saw earlier on. Remember we said that if somebody gets the fine flour mincha, if someone does it stam, that's what it's going to end up being. V'amachavas, umarcheshes, v'achalos, those are the oven-baked mincha. V'arakiken, right, same category of mafe. Minchas kohanim, umirchas kohen mashiach, that's the kohen gadol, is anointed with the oil, shemen mishcha. Minchas nachrim, that is of a guy, minchas nashim, umirchas chote. These are very similar mishnah to the one we had on yesterday's daf. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, those two ain behem Hagasha. No, they do not have Hagasha. Lefisha ain behem Kamitza, because there's no Kamitza that comes along with them. V'kol she'ain behem Kamitza ain behem Hagasha. If somebody doesn't have Kamitza, what's up, Kamitza? It doesn't have Hagasha, says Rashi. And anything that doesn't have Kamitza, l'hatir shirayim l'kohanim, to matter the shirayim for the kohanim, elam Hagasha is no Hagasha. Kitagatani b'braisa l'kaman v'yatsu elu minachos minchas kohanim, minchas kohen mashiach, she'ain behem l'kohanim. Okay. Says Gemara, Amar Papa, Kol Hichad Detanam. Whenever you have like this list of Menachos, like we this one, Esertan, they mentioned 10 of them. Rashi says, betrayed Lishay, can be preached this like we saw, Daf Nun Tes. We go, and it ends up being, it's going to be 10. My Kamash, I'm going to come and tell you, Lafugin Rav Shimon. It's going to come against Rav Shimon, the Amar, Mechsa Chalos, Mechsa Rekikin Yavi. If a person wants to bring the oven baked mincha, you can bring half of this, half of the other, Kamash Malon, Delo, Rav Papa's coming to tell you, you can't do that. All 10 have to be brought either as loaves or as wafers. Where do we have these words? Where do we know this from? It said, yeah, you do Hagasha with these. The Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Ilu Namar. Okay, now this Braisa that we're going to go right now is going to be a long Braisa. It's going to take us all the way to the next Mishnah. Here we go. Tanur Banan, Ilu Nemar Vehevesa Asher Yeaseh Me'elu LaHashem Yekriva El HaKohen VeYigisha. If the pasuk would have said, dropping out the words Es HaMincha, because the real pasuk says Vehevesa Es HaMincha, if it would have said Vehevesa Asher Yaseh, would have skipped that word Asher Yaseh Yeaseh Me'elu LaHashem VeYikriva El HaKohen VeYigisha, which pasuk ends VeYigisha LaMizbeach, right, in VeYigisha. If we left out the word Mincha, the Yisam would have said, "Ein li shetor nagasha l'kom tzavad." The only thing I know is that the komitz itself has to be brought. Rashi says, "L'kom tzavad shenase l'Hashem." Mincha minayin. How do we need to bring the entire mincha? Rashi says, "To una hagasha called him kamitza before you do kamitza." Tam lomer mincha has the word mincha over here, and because it has over there, we learn out that it's got to be brought in its entirety before kamitza. Minchas chote minayin. Where do we learn out that the minchas chote has to have hagasha? Talmud Loma, the pasuk says, Es ha-mincha. Oh, Es ha-mincha is coming to include it. V'dinu, right? And you can work it out that the minchas chote needs to be brought. Nemar hacha, because it says over here in the pasuk. You actually don't need to learn it out from the pasuk, because we can learn it out from a kal v'chomer. It says, V'dinu de minchas chote tu'un ha-gash av lo tzarech krah. right? Because Namar Havye, it says Havye. Beep, turn the page. Samachabes Havye Minchas Chova. They have to go and bring a Minchas Chova. Vinamar Havye Minchas Adava. It says bring a voluntary one. Clearly, you don't even need me a pasuk to teach me this. Says the Gemara, not necessarily. You can get rid of that kal v'chomer because malam minchas nedava she came to una shemen ulavona. It needs to have shemen ulavona, and the minchas achote doesn't have shemen ulavona. Therefore, the minchas chote can't be learned out from here. It's possible the chiv of agash is limited to only the nedava, which has shemen levona. But michas sota duchiach, what do you mean? You have michas sota that doesn't have these things. There's no shemen levona, but it is brought. But you do agash over there, and therefore we could learn out that the michas sota is also going to be a chiv of agasha. No, we can't compare because my michas sota she came to a tenufa. That needs to have tenufa. The michas sota does not have tenufa. And therefore, it can't be learned out from the Milchasota. But one second, but Milchas Nedava Tuchiach, that will prove the other direction, right? That the Chiv of waving is irrelevant to the Chiv of bringing air because you don't do waving with that. Chazar Din, it goes back and forth. Lori Zekriza, the nature of this one is not like that one. Lori Zekriza, Hatzad Shavu Shabahan, Shavu Le Kamitza, Vashavu Le Gasha. They're similar in reference to the Chiv of Kamitza, and they're similar in reference to bringing it near. Afani Avi Minchas Chote, so too, the same thing. Shavu Lehem Le Kamitza, which is similar to them in reference to the Kamitza, like the Torah says by the Minchas Chote, Vehevi El Akoin, Vekamitz Akoin, through Tishra Lehem Le Gasha. Therefore, you should do it also by Hagasha as well. And since this Chiv of bringing it near can be learned out as a kav chomer, so what do you need a pasuk to come and tell me that? The Gemara says no, because maybe there's a different side of shava. Ma tzad shava shaben shekain huchshiru lavo ba'ashir kibani. They're both fit to be brought by a wealthy person, just like they're fit to be brought by a poor person. We want to do Torah mechas chote shelo huchshiru lavo ba'ashir kibani. We want to compare it to a mechas chote which doesn't have the same characteristics over here.
Since this is called a carbon olive yurid, that is, if someone is poor, then they're able to bring a lesser type of carbon, right? That we know is that what they do is they go and they try to bring a lamb or a baby goat. Or then if they can't afford that, then two turtle doves or two young pigeons or and a serious eifa, fine flour, for a mincha. That's the lowest level it can be brought by the poorest person. A rich person doesn't have a shaykhus that, whereas the other one they have a shaykhus to. Therefore, you can't compare them. Talmud Lomar, that's what you need. The pasuk says as a mincha to teach us this concept that since agasha chiyav, we wouldn't have known otherwise. There is agasha. Okay. What about the omer mechas omer v'shimon omer vehevesa? When it says words vehevesa by the voluntary mincha, the rabbis minchas omer lagasha is coming to include the omer, the minchas omer, and the chiyav of agasha v'chinu omer. And also it says by the minchas omer vehevesa as omer rishis ketsirchem El HaKoin. You should bring an Omer from the first harvest of the Koin, since both of the Vase is used in both places. So that we do, we go and compare the two, and we see have to do it by the Omer also, Hagasha. Vehikriva. And what about the Sota, the Mechasota Vehikriva? The Pasuk says that he shall present it to the Kohen. The Rabbis Mechasota Lagasha is coming to include the Mechasota. Vehinu Omer. And also it says, by the Mechasota v'hikrivosa el ha-mizbeach, and he brings it close to the Mizbeach. Vidinu, but it can be understood logically, the Rekavachomer, that a Sotas Mincha requires bringing near. Uma Minchas Chote Shena to a Tenufa, if a sinner's Mincha, which doesn't need waving to Nagasha, and needs to Nagasha, the Mechasota Shuna Tenufa, so then when it comes to a Sota, which we know does need Tenufa, in a Din, Shetuna Gasha, of course it's Nagasha. Then the Gemara says, maybe not, you cannot give the Kav Chomer, because Mala Mechasota, she can't buy a Chitin. How can you compare the two? To a Mechasota, it's brought from wheat, as opposed to being made out of barley, right? And wheat is more Chasha, barley isn't. Right, and maybe therefore it's not fit to be brought to bring Agasha. So the Gemara, no, Minchas Omer Tuchiach, that'll disprove that concept. The fact that the Minchas Sota is brought from something which is Yeah, is brought from wheat is not so chasha because the omer milcha is brought from barley, and you do have to do a gasha, but the milchas sota can't be learned out from the milchas omer by itself, because you can knock out male milchas ha omer shekain to una shemen lavona. I need shemen lavona, but milchas chote to chiyach, right? Because the chiyah for shemen lavona is not the reason for bringing, because in milchas chote. It does have to do after Gosh, and it doesn't have any Shemin Levona, V'chazar Din. Lo Rizek Rizeh, Atzad HaShavu Shemahen, Sheshavu LeKamitza V'Shavu LeGosha. There's similar reference to Kamitza, and there's similar reference to HaGosha bringing in here. Afiyavi Mechasot, I'll bring that also, Sheshavu LeLehem LeKamitza, similar to reference to the Chir of Kamitza, Tishulim LeGosha, Chuyasot to HaGosha also. So since this Mechasot can be learned out logically, then why do you need the Pasuk? Says Gemara, Mal Atzad HaShavu, no, maybe be a different Atzad HaShavu Hen. That is Shekain, the Michas Chote and the Omer. Shekain Lohichshur Lavo Kemach, that they are not fit to be brought from regular flour. Right? The Michas Chote and the Omer are both brought from fine flour, and the Michas Chote is brought from fine wheat flour. Tomer Michas Sote, you're going to say, but the Michas Sote, Shekain Lohichshur Lavo Kemach, that is fit to be brought from regular flour. So therefore, Talmud Lomer, that's why I need the pasuk to tell me the Hikriva, that he should be brought it to teach that the Michasota needs to be Hagash as well. For Rabbi Yehuda, he says differently. Ve'vesa, when it says you shall bring, that's written by the Nedava of a Mincha. The Rabbis Michasota Lagash is coming to include Michasota Hagash. So it says the pasuk Ve'hevi is Karban Aleh. He shall bring her offering for her. But according to Behuda, the Michas Omer doesn't need a pasuk to teach that it needs to be brought back. My time, why? Because you can learn that Mikavach Omer. The Michas Chote, she had to Tanufa Tuna Agasha. The Michas Omer, she had to Una Tanufa, and then she had to Una Agasha. But we can knock it out by saying, Mala Michas Chote, she came Ba Chitin. Can compare, I can compare it to the Michas Chote because it's brought from wheat, as opposed to the Omer, which is brought from barley. Yeah, but Michas Sota Tuchiach, that's not a problem, because that's also brought from barley, and there is Hagasha. But Michas Sota, she came by Levarer Avon, it's coming to clarify if there was a sin done over there. That's the purpose of bringing it over here. The Maskeris Oven, because it's a reminder of sin. Okay, the Shita Mikvetzes takes out these words. Milchas Chote Kutuchiach, I don't knock that out, because the Milchas Omer, right, because that's not coming to go and to be Megala Lanu, you know, Levara Avon, but still needs to be brought forward. We'll show you that the Milchas Omer is not clarifying in Avera. It's not really the issue over here. V'chazor din, Lurizek Rizeh, so the Shabbos Oven, Shekain, Shavula Kamitsu Shavula Gasha. There's similar reference to Kamitsa and Hagasha. Afan Yavi Michas Omer, bring that also Shav Salhim with Kamitsa Tishalem Hagasha. Omai Parachta. And what are you gonna, how do you knock it off here? Right? You wanna say, like you said before, the Michas Sota is the Michas Yachote is only fit to be, you know, for the poor. It does not apply over here because the Omer, Michas Omer, is brought on behalf of the entire community, both rich and poor. Okay. However, the Gemara is going to say now, we know that Rabbi Shimon, he learned that the Milchus Omer needs Hagasha. He learns it from the word Ve'vesa. So obviously, he doesn't agree to Yehuda the way he learns it out. So the Gemara explains that Rabbi Shimon would knock out this the shtick of Rabbi Shimon, Parachachi. Rabbi Shimon, he knocks out this Tzad HaShava like this. Ma Tzad HaShava Shemahen, I can compare the two, Shekein Mitzuyen. They're both matzoi. Both the Michas Chote and the Sota, Michas Sota, are more common than that of the Michas Omer, unfortunately. Because Michas Chote. Because they both can be brought even 100 times a year, if you need. But the Michas Omer, on the other hand, can be brought only one time a year, as Rashi says. It can be brought even Mea Pa'amim, but this can only be brought once. The Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda, who does use this, the Tzad HaShavu would say, Adarab, it's the opposite. Ha Metzuyah Tfei, the Michas Omer, is more frequent because it's brought on every single year. Hanach zimnin delo mishkachas laklal, right? Hopefully. Because the other ones, the mechasote, a person does an avera, and the mechasote, hopefully it doesn't have to be brought at all because people don't do averas. Everyone's living a beautiful year. Okay, so so it comes out that according to Rabbi Shimon, the word vevesa you shall bring is teaching us that the chiyuv of hagasha about the michas omer, that that's what it's coming to teach us. The word vevesa is coming to teach us that, but according to Behuda, it's telling us the chiyuv of hagasha about the michasota. So now the Gemara goes back to the Brice, which brings why a third pshat is not possible. Oeno omer vevesa elishi yachid misnadev. Maybe Michas Acheres. Maybe you want to say that the only reason why the Torah is selling Vevesa is to come to tell you that an individual can donate and bring another Mincha, Chus Me'elu Shabbi Inyan. Besides those that are mentioned in, you know, these voluntary Minachos. As Rashi puts it, besides the five voluntary Minachos that the Torah tells us, that is Solas Machavas Macheshes, Oven Bechalus or Rikikin, since the Torah says about five nedavos, minchas nedavos, that they're voluntary, that they're brought from soles, fine wheat flour. I only know that a private person can be donated mincha made from wheat flour. But maybe the word vevesu you shall bring is teaching that an individual can also bring a mincha made out of barley flour. Vedenu is also a kavachomer. Tzibur maybe mincha melechitachova. The community brings a chiev of mincha of wheat. This one is the Shtei Halachem. Maybe Michas Minasaur and Chov, also they bring that of the Omer as a Chiev. Afyachach, maybe Michas Minachit and the Dava. So too, an individual brings it as a Mincha of wheat, as a Dava. Yavi Mincha Minasaur and the Dava. You bring that also. Tamid Lomer, Eila, therefore it says Eila, and Eila, Eila. I only know that these Minachos are able to be brought like this, right? This type of Mincha made of wheat is a type that can be brought, and no other type of Mincha is able to be brought. Ainli Ela Ela. So the Torah is telling us with the word Ela these, that the Hevesa you shall bring is not teaching a voluntary mincha barley can be brought, and therefore it should be understood either like a Rishon or a Behuda, only those two different ways. O Eino Omer Ela, says Gemara, but maybe what it's saying is for something else. Ela Omer Hare Alai Mincha. You want to say that the only reason why the Torah said the word Ela is for the purpose of teaching that one who said, Amar la Omer Hare Alai Mincha. Someone says a mincha is upon me, but doesn't say what type. Shemevi Chamishtan. Now he's to bring all five of these voluntary minachos, and that's what the word Eile is coming to teach you. Tamid Lomer Me Eile. Ratza Achas. Maybe if he wants, he can bring one. Ratza Chamishtan. Maybe if he wants to bring five, he can bring all five of them. Okay. So since the pasuk is teaching that he can bring only one, therefore the word Eile can't be teaching that one brings all five types. And let's explain this teaching that a mincha may not be brought from barley. Rabbi Shimon Omer, es mincha. We're back to the where we learned out the mincha's chote from. Es mincha, l'rabba shar minachos is coming to include other minachos, like mincha's chote, or that of a woman. Okay, kigon, mincha's nachrim, mincha's nashim, lahagasha. Maybe you think these also in the Chiyuv of Hagasha, Tamid Lomer, Me'ela says from these things. So not everything. There's exclusions. It says, why did you decide to say, okay, it means to exclude and include some, so let's include these and exclude Shtei Lechem Lechem Apanim. Maybe the opposite. Maybe you Sha'ar Minachos. Oh, so, and for the Gemara, maybe it should be the opposite. So the Gemara answers, "Mar ben ishar menachos sheyesh mehen leishim, because parts of them is placed on the fires, meaning the komets. Umotzani shtei lechem lechem upon them sheyem mehen leishim. They don't have the things that are put onto the fires." Okay. If I love michas asachim kula leishim, what about the michas asachim? The whole thing is burnt up in the fires. Yachal yehi tuuna gasha. Maybe you would think. Then he's Agasha, Tamad Lomar Vekriva, and he shall present it. So it's coming to exclude the Michas Asachim from the Chiv of Hagasha. I, Vaha Pikte, Rabbi Shimon already used this word. It's already used up. He's a Pikte. The word Vekriva, he comes to teach us that the Michasote is going to be Chayav also to the Chiv of Hagasha. That's just the Rabbis Michasota. And for the Gemara, Vehikriva.
We could have said v'hikriv. It says v'hikriva to tell us both things. Why are you including the other menachos after Hagasha? Hotzi michas nesachim to be motzi the michas nesachim. Maybe it should be the opposite. Beep, turn the page. Samech aleph amud aleph. Marbani shamanachos shebolos biglal atzim. They come on their own account, but they don't come along with like another type of carbon. Umotzani minchas nesachim she'ina ba biglal atzim doesn't come on its own account. It's brought along with other carbonos. In fact, the Gemara v'lumichas kohanim michas kohen mashiach bolos biglal atzim. They come in their own right. To yachli heitun as agasha. You think maybe they have to do agasha? Tamar lomar, for it says vehigisha. And he shall bring it near to exclude the Minchas Kohen and the Kohen Mashiach from the Schiaf. Haimi Baile Legufes. What do you mean? But this word V'yigisha is needed for its own din. Shetun Hagasha, that it needs to Hagasha to teach the Schiaf of Hagasha. Right? So since that's what it's needed for, it can't be used to teach that the Kohen's, the Kohanim is a Mincha and the Kohen Mashiach's Mincha are excluded from. The Michas Kohen, the Kohen Mashiach one is excluded from this idea of Hagasha. No, min vehigish vehigisha. From the word vehigish vehigisha, could have said vehigish. Says vehigisha. We learn about both. You know, my roish l'rabba shar menachos l'hotzi Michas Kohen and Michas Kohen Mashiach. Maybe it should be the opposite, including these. Marbani shar menachos sheish mahen leishim. Some of them get put to the fire. Ubos, but the last time they come in their own account. Peishma the Kohen, but some of them, some is given to the Kohen. Motzei nishtei alechem b'lechem upanim sheimim leishim. That doesn't go to the fire. Uminchas nesachem. Exclude the Michas Nesachim, she'eno bo biglal atzim, it doesn't come for its own account, it comes out from another carbon as well. Minchas Kohanim, Michas Kohen Mashiach, she'en mem l'Kohanim, no part of it actually goes to the Kohen. Says the Gemara, the Herim, it says, and he shall separate. Right, this is the komets, which is brought in the Mizbeach. Now, since the Torah didn't specify that this is to be done by the hand, Yachal Bakli, you would think that maybe you could do this with a kli. You're going to make some sort of kli, it's going to be the size of his hand, and, you know, do kmitu with it. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says, Vehirim imena bekumtso, he shall separate with his komets. So we learn out, ma harama harma laholam bekumtso, just like separating over there, and Parshas Sav is done with the komets. Afarama harmerkan bekumtso, so to us, to be done with his komets, it can't be done with a kli. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great day.